What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Boss Man Show, a friend of mine, coach at Queens University of Charlotte, the Royals, my man G, a copy Grant Leonard. What up, G? How you doing, brother?
I'm awesome, man. How are you?
Man, I'm good. Enjoying this offseason, man, and getting ready to have the draft here, then get ready for Summer League after my little vacation. So, hey, can't complain, brother.
Yeah, it's one of those times, man. There's a little bit of basketball on. You got the draft, Summer League, TBT. So, you got to get your basketball in where you can get it in.
No doubt. It's funny you say that, man. I can't believe that in about 3 months, the training camp starts.
Happens fast, doesn't it?
September 25th, man. Training, media day, training camp starts. I'm like, man, it's really just flying on by. Because once the finals is over, it's like, well, half off is almost over now. We was done in April. It's like, man, getting fast and furious. But yeah, man, it's a great time of year, man. So, man, how's things going on your end, man? Got to do extension, man. So congrats on that, man. How's life up there in the Queen City, man?
Well, it's always nice to have some job security, right? Yeah. No, it's great. You know, Charlotte's a great city in the summer. We got summer camp going on right now. So we got 200 little guys down there learning how to play ball. Got the guys here for summer school. We got summer workouts. So it's a great time of the year to get better.
No doubt, Z. How's it feel, man, going from year one to year two, man, knowing what you all accomplished last year, 18 wins, man, and now going to year two? So, how for you, man, it's been the biggest jump in your program since you all took over last year, man.
It just feels good that we have a foundation and we kind of know where we're at. You know, last year, I remember on the show you asked me, did I watch all the A-Sun teams? And I said, no. I mean, I knew we were going to go in it with the team we had. And it wouldn't do me any good to watch all the A-Sun teams. You know, we just got to get better as a team. Well, now I know what the A-Sun's like. So we have a foundation built. We know where we lie. We know how which players on our program we're gonna perform at a really high level in that league. And so now we're building from there. So the foundation's built. And we got to just keep building brick by brick.
Now, G, I'll be real, man. You won 18 games. You could have really won a lot more than that. You all played some close games, man. So, but that's the growing pains of having a team as young as you were, man, in a different league, coming from D2 players playing D1. But it's amazing how you competed hard every night, man, kept getting close, man, and could have won some games, man. So I think it's so much more that you know that, hey, we have something here because we could have really been to have 20 or more wins and we won some games here or there. We're real, real close.
Yeah, I think our players know we had a successful first year, but we left some meat on the bone, and for us, we're gonna, this is one of our taglines: never again are we gonna be 7-11 in league. Never again are we gonna lose five home games Never again are we going to be 18 and 15. Like, our program has high standards, and our players are working every day to keep those standards to continually rise. Even doesn't matter if we're transitioning to Division One, our expectation is to play for championships.
No doubt, man. What's our opinion on G? Watching your team play at Kelpie Kennesaw, is watching what you did over Lipscomb, man. You all play hard, no matter what the situation was. Your team gave it their guts and glory every night. Testament to you as a leader, man, and your guys finding you. I feel like, man, I just love watching how hard you guys play because you all really left it out there every night, man.
You know, it's part of having a championship culture. We recruit guys that have come from championship level teams, whether it's high school or junior college or the transfer portal. We expect that we're going to have guys that know what it takes to win. And there's I always tell our guys, if we're coaching effort, then we're not going to be very good. But I haven't coached with this group right now since we've been here in summer school. We haven't coached effort one time. Our guys are going really hard. So now we're just working on details, getting better, learning to make reads, pivots, footworks, where to be in certain spots. And so that's when you know you can get better every day as a team, when you're not worried about effort.
No doubt, G, and the mental aspect, like you said, man, because making the right reads, you know, me being in the NBA, I kind of see a little differently than most college guys do, the players who play for you. But get to the point where they can make the right read, not have to have you tell them what to do. They can just kind of see it, hey, okay, cool, or tell you what they're seeing. Not about you having to break it up to them or your staff break it up to them. That's when your guys really getting in the game and learning the game the right way, because I feel like when you're on the court, you don't want to be thinking. You want to be able to see it as it happens and know what to do before it even happens. When you get guys making reads the right way, man, running those drills, do that, man. It helps you, especially when it comes down to tournament time when it really counts in March.
Yeah, I mean, great coaches, when you're coaching against them, they're going to be able to game plan and take away your best couple plays, right? Because they know that's what you're trying to run. And so how are you going to react to that? What's the right read when they go this way? Can you go that way? And vice versa. And that's why I love watching the NBA. It's the best players in the world for a reason. They're professionals for a reason, and they've been through basketball, and so they're reacting to the defense and making the correct play. And that's what we're trying to teach our guys. We're not always going to be robots and run this play or that play. We're going to give them a lot of freedom and allow them to make choices and reads. And the guys that are going to play the most are the guys that make the reads correctly the most consistently.
And G, what I like about you is you actually run NBA stuff. Like I can see the stuff that you're running. I'm like, I know what that is, you know. And a lot of guys in college don't run what you run, which is also good because you know what you're doing. And I feel like the weak side actions is what can get you those baskets. In the NBA, you know this. We run our stuff on the weak side just to get your attention, to get you to open the lane up on the strong side to get to the basket, set up a lob, or get you in that middle of the roll. So I feel like your guys knowing that they want to play on the next level is going to help them in their careers. They want to go beyond playing at Queens and play professionally as well.
Well, you know that the NBA, it's the highest version of basketball, and they do teach guys to make reads. But the biggest thing is, when they put you in an action, they want you to be able to execute that action. And then after the action breaks down, then to read the defense and be able to move correctly throughout the system or spacing in the floor. And we're really trying to teach our guys that. Most of our playbook comes from the G League. And I think the NBA, you're a little more advanced because those guys, 82 games and what they can run, and those guys have been pros for a long time. But the G League is a bunch of guys that are young pros that were good college players that are still learning them. And so we have taken a good portion of the best G League teams and created a playbook, and it's been really effective for us.
No doubt, G. And I feel like, man, you know, like watching Denver, man, was like amazing. But see what Mike Malone did, man, because you notice in the first few games, it was the Lakers too. He had Aaron Gordon and Braun in the corner standing there, but he had them cutting to the basket, causing even more confusion. So I feel like watching Mike Malone, G, was like, this dude is really out here coaching his butt off. Spoelstra coaching his butt off, man. I enjoyed watching those guys go to battle because it was really watching two tacticians, watching what they were running, watching what they were on defense. It was just great to watch and enjoy.
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously Spoelstra did an unbelievable job in the playoffs. I thought he was playing chess when some other guys were playing checkers. And then when he got to the finals, I thought Mike Malone and Jokic were playing chess, and Spoelstra just didn't have, you know what I mean, just not enough pieces. Because Jokic is like a coach on the floor, the way he's manipulating the defense and how he's attacking, the defense with his passing. And so it was amazing to watch. Jokic has really, put himself on a pedestal up with Giannis and Embiid as the best players in the world. And it's really beautiful basketball to watch. I wish we had a big that passed like that. We're trying to get guys there, but it takes a while.
And G, what also was good about that team, G, was this, man. The vets who did not play, but were still locked in, like Ish Smith, Thomas Bryant, Reggie Jackson, all DeAndre Jordan, all those veterans really helped because, and also MPJ, Michael Porter Jr., did not play in the fourth quarters for Bruce Brown. And he didn't get upset about that. That was truly a real team showing how Michael Malone has his guys trust because a lot of guys who are max contract guy. Would accept not playing the fourth quarter for a bench guy that's going.
Yeah, I saw DeAndre Jordan check into a game, and he hadn't checked in a while. And he came in, did his job, and his plus minus was good. And I think when you're a pro, you understand what that means. My job, when I check in, that scoreboard, we're up five. When I check back out, we better be up by five or more when I check back out. And DeAndre Jordan did exactly what he was supposed to do. He hadn't played in a few games, and that's the mark of a true professional.
And G, believe it or not, G, the team I work for beat them twice this year. Believe it or not.
Hey, the Hawks got good players. It's just, sometimes they don't have all the pieces they need. Sometimes they got guys hurt, but I think the Hawks got a chance coming up here in the future.
No doubt, G. And I'm like, you know what? I'm excited for seeing what my man can do.
Quinn
I mean, I
Snyder.
really. I'm looking up. I'm looking for AJ Griffin, man. I'm looking for Griffin, man. Looking for him.
There you go.
Griffin can shoot the ball, man. I wish he played more. We need more shooting on the court. But I know why Quinn likes Johnson. I know why he likes him because he can be a point forward and we get the floor. He's the only guy on our team besides Trae Young that can get the floor and push the ball hard. And so I know why he wants to play him. But Griffin can shoot the rock out of that ball.
Yeah.
And
Hey,
he's very.
trust me. Shooting cures all evils. You know what I mean? If you got guys that are making shots at a good clip, it makes a lot of warts go away. So that's something we look for in recruiting at every spot, one through five. Can guys make shots?
No doubt, man. And G, let me ask you some, man. Now, have you all thought about doing a Charlotte MTE? Like, where you all play like at the Spectrum Center? It's like all you guys in that area play. I think that'd be a good idea for you all to do that, man. I think it would be good for us to do in Atlanta too. If like, we should have like all the schools in one town to play each other in MTE, one day event, get it, the arena go. I think it'd be great for all the fans out there, man. If we did it in Atlanta, you do it in Charlotte. That could be a great idea, man. I really do.
We definitely got it in works. We're definitely in talks. Davidson, Charlotte, Queens, and Winthrop. I think it would be a great event. So it might happen that there's a legislation to start doing summer exhibitions. If that happens, I think we're going to keep it in Charlotte. But if that doesn't happen, we're all in talks, and we know that we got to do something for the city and have us all play against each other.
No doubt, man. So now, G, let me ask you this, man. With you all now being fully D1 going into year two of this, man, how has it changed for you on the recruiting trail when you make those phone calls now and knowing what you did, I did last year? Are is more people more receptive now to what you are building at Queens now, wanting to be a part of that now since you all so you all can have success in year one, being D1, did you transition over to being a 4D1 school?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely opened up some doors for us. We just had a young man on campus yesterday, and I can't comment on him personally, like who he is or whatever, but he was a top 150 player in the country. And to be honest, when we were Division II, we couldn't get involved with a kid like that. So that kid's not only taking our phone calls, but he's coming to campus. So I definitely think that, for instance, when we were Division II right now, I would be evaluating the seniors and trying to see who falls through the cracks. Well, we already have had 10 guys on campus in the 24 class that we really like. So I'm excited about what the future is bringing with the Division One and opening doors. But we also got to stay true to our culture. And we always take the toughest dudes who have won championships. And we got to make sure we stay in that mindset and we don't forget who we are as we're going through this transition.
No doubt. Last word for you, G, man. So after camp here and after this, man, after you go on the recruit in July, man, you're gonna take your vacation, man, and get relaxed a little bit before it gets going again, or you're gonna work all the way through, brother.
Nah, man, my wife and I got married in Jekyll Island, Georgia. Okay. And so I think we're going to try and get back there and spend at least a couple of days, if not a week, on the beach, and just relax and decompress. She's a middle school math teacher, so she needs her time too. because she does an unbelievable job with those kids, but that is a tough job. She's a true soldier. And so we're gonna try and get to back to Jekyll Island and have a good time.
No doubt, G. Well, thank you, man, brother. I appreciate your friendship, man. Appreciate you as always, my brother. And hey, well, I'll see you soon. Hope I see you at Lake Point. I'll be down there working at Lake Point. So hope I'll see you today when you come to town, man, G. But all the best to you as always, my brother.
Appreciate you. Later, boss.
Anytime. Anytime, brother. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.